Yeah, let's do this. Let's do this. All just right, fucking right. Yes. Just fucking all do
right,
it.
All right, Beth, everything's recording. We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, perfect. Let's run it.
Shout out Laura for the fucking beat. I was running.
Yeah. The only one who is the Lord. Okay. Yeah. He's my Lord, Jesus, Savior. Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have had a BBL.
Yeah, ad-lib. Yeah, ad-lib. Ad-lib.
Look at that fat ass you carry. God damn. Yeah.
I'm not trying to offend the community.
What's a simp? Yeah.
We're getting canceled before we start today.
him.
Just another day in the office.
Ooh, Padre not there. Ooh, in circles, please. Ooh,
yeah.
Padre not there. Put in circles, please.
Yeah.
Shout out my mom.
Uh-huh.
Shout out your mom.
Anna used to beat me up every day after school.
Beat up.
But I still love you.
Yeah.
First things first.
Yeah.
I'ma put you through the dirt. Hearing me, mom. I'ma put a fucking bomb in your face.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Why'd you hit me as a kid? Why'd you make me cut grenades? Yeah, got a construction license at 10
what
years
else?
Old.
Damn, get the trauma what bars.
What else?
Burr, it's kind of cold.
What else?
That's all I got, bitch.
But what else?
Let's see,
here, two bars from the homie James.
I don't know if I got bars.
You got it.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
I don't got no bars.
You got
it. Not in there.
Yeah, he don't got
Johnny.
No bars.
Someone's
got
to save me.
You got all the bars.
Yeah.
All stars.
Oh, okay.
Straight from Mars.
Oh, okay.
I got drunk last night. I wanted to fight.
Dang.
Got hungry. Went for a bite.
No surprise. No surprise.
A great night. No surprise.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to the studio.
Yeah.
We out here in LA. We came out here.
That's how you get it started right there.
Yeah.
A big shout out to
Dreams got chocolate nipples. Dreams got chocolate nipples.
Shout out to chocolate nipples.
This is to all the gangs in LA. We're waiting. No, imagine.
Chill.
We're kidding.
We're trying to get everybody mad.
We also got Beto in the back. He doesn't have a camera. The Beto say hi.
We live. Ooh.
I'll beat your ass.
We should have got some bars from Beto.
I know.
Yeah, we messed up.
Beto's like, hey, run it back.
Damn.
Beto's ready. Oh, yeah. And we love the girl. It's your boy Lalo.
It's your boy NFINITEDRE from the AM till I motherfucking Z, motherfucker.
This is Johnny, what's up?
It's your boy Gazelli, what's good?
And today we got a special guest.
J-Mo, what's good, yo?
The homie J-Mo.
Sorry to have no bars today. Every time my homies are rapping, I never got bars. It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
You got to get a couple pieces in and then start coming
super
out.
Super fucked up to have some bars. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, don't worry. We got white gloves.
Hey, we'll run it back at the end then.
He starts going crazy.
Yeah.
He has the whole 16.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to homie Beto too. He's running the ones and twos, but you guys can't see him on camera how Lalo said. We didn't let him say his intro.
It's B.
It's your boy Beto.
Yeah.
Beto?
I switched to the black scene right now on accident, but it's your boy Beto.
Yeah.
You got a smooth ass voice.
What's up, brother? How you doing? How's life?
Doing good, man. Everything's good, bro. Just, working. Been keeping up with the content and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've been trying to get out on the pod, and you guys reached out to me, and I'm excited to be here. I appreciate y'all coming out here. Yeah. Y'all came out like an hour or so, right?
Hour 15.
Hour 50?
Hour 15.
No, it was an hour. Hour 15. Okay, 15. Yeah, that's about right.
It took me 4.
It light work, bro.
Yeah.
It's not too crazy. As long as y'all came early, you didn't catch the real traffic then.
Yeah. When does the real traffic start around here?
I don't know, bro. It's getting worse out here. I feel like it's just at all times now.
There's too many fucking people, huh?
It is.
LA. We need another disease.
Crazy. Bro, when COVID was going on, bro, that shit was fucking empty.
I was zooming, bro.
Y'all been here in 10 minutes.
I was an essential worker, too.
Yeah. Y'all ain't essential.
No, but the drive-thrus were fucking packed. They were packed because they were closed inside.
Pan Express took like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's when you couldn't go inside.
Yeah, so it was bad.
That's when DoorDash was popping.
Hey, that's what changed.
Popeye's chicken sandwich line.
Oh my god, I remember that.
That was legendary.
Yeah,
you're the one that stood in line though. I didn't stand in line.
I stood in line when it first came out.
Huh. How much did you wait in line for that?
Like 20 minutes.
Like it's a new Xbox or some shit.
Hey, it was good. Hey, if you eat it now, it's different. It was really good when it first came out.
Yeah,
like people were right about it. You just got used I'll stab somebody for it. It was pretty good.
I camped out.
It was getting that serious though. People were getting beat up.
People were getting stabbed. Yeah, over it. Like it was crazy. I don't know. I stabbed somebody.
Dick riding Popeyes right now. It's
not I had it when it died down a little bit, but that shit was fire.
It was really good when it came out.
Throw some extra honey on it. Oh, dude. That shit was smacking.
That's what changed a lot, huh? Like the drive-through shit. Like. That elevated and nobody goes inside to restaurants anymore. Like, unless it's like a real sit down restaurant, everyone's just drive through for everything.
Yeah,
like,
Chico it is faster. Yeah. It's a little more time efficient though, you know?
Yeah, unless you're homeless. That's like, yeah.
It's a cheat code for In-N-Out though, to go inside.
Oh, I mean, you can't do anything. Oh, you can't order online in
In-N-Out. Yeah. People stand at drive through for like 30 minutes.
Forever, dog.
Get out real quick.
That should be around the block for In-N-Out.
It's not even worth it, bro. That's just crazy.
For Starbucks, too.
You watch In-N-Out's a cheat code. If you're in the mood for it, it's worth it.
He's a Whataburger stand.
Yeah, you coming out the club?
Yeah. Already likes you better.
Bro, you're probably my favorite guest to this day, bro.
Are you really a Whataburger?
Yeah, it's better.
No way.
It's way better.
Bro, I was in Texas and fucking, I drove by that shit. And that shit looked whack. I was like, I don't want that shit.
You didn't try it?
I'm like, you're in the outside looks whack. Hell no. Nah.
That shit looks bomb. Uh-huh.
He rolled down the window. Way.
Yeah. Hell no. Nah. I looked at the reviews. Looked at the pictures of the burgers. I was like, that shit look weak as fuck.
Bro, it is.
All right, my nose gonna know you. That's crazy. Nah, bro, it's good. So you didn't try it. You just saw it.
Yeah, nah, that's weak.
That shit's mid, bro.
I went to Texas. It was like maybe like 2 years ago. We went for my wife. She's a big Cowboys fan, so we went out there to watch a Cowboys game.
I like this guy.
Sorry for you.
We was looking. You a Cowboys fan too?
Nah, my lady.
Okay, you're here.
We relate.
They'll get along. But yeah, we went out there. We was looking for stuff to eat. And she was like, should we try a Whataburger? Look at all that shit. And I was like, hell no. I'm not trying that shit.
Smart so. Man. Smart
yeah,
man.
I think I saved some time, though. I think I saved myself.
You guys caught a game out there then, or what?
Yeah, they played. Honestly, I don't remember who they played, but we caught a game. And the Cowboys ended up winning, so she was happy.
That's tough.
She's nice. Super happy about that shit.
So you a football head?
I like watching football, but I don't have a team.
Oh.
But it's cool. It works out because I got to watch all my homies lose, you know, and yeah. watch them suffer. And I don't got
all my homies down.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's down bad. And I'm just drinking, having a good time.
About any sport in general you fuck with?
Basketball.
You're a basketball guy.
I love basketball.
Oh, shit. All
right. Lakers? Lakers. Yeah. Of course, Lakers. Yep.
Yeah. He's that guy.
That's mandatory your guy right there in the middle. Yeah, he fucks with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to, bro. I'm excited to go see the new Clippers stadium, though.
I am, too.
You can't say that, bro.
But I would never say that.
To watch Laker games there.
Yeah.
There you go.
But we'll still have more shit in the rafters than
when
they ever
bored,
did.
Bored, like, fuck it, I'm going to go. The tickets are going to be cheaper there, so we'll go check it out.
For sure. I think that shit will be packed with more Laker fans than Clipper fans, to be honest.
For sure. Everyone's just going to be bored trying to go watch a game. Like, Clipper game.
Have you, like, gone to, like, a bunch of games? Like basketball
not
games?
A bunch, but I've been to a handful of basketball games. Yeah,
dude, they look like aliens, like up close.
They're huge.
They're fucking. They don't look human, bro.
I was in the
all bony and shit.
Oh, you seen them? It looked like you was watching.
When I saw my son, they like look like ants. I was in the
you're in the Raptors.
No game on the screen. But
you gotta buy the tickets up there and walk down, bro. That's the thing.
Oh, really?
You gotta finesse it. Hell yeah, I did that shit in the playoffs last season.
Shit. This was just on the court, like
playing. He's talking like Kobe.
They subbed him in.
No way. For real, me and my boy Jeff, so he was like, let's go to the Laker game. So we ended up going, but we bought tickets. It was playoffs, so bro, like that sitting at the top was like $800. So we bought some tickets up there, and we were like, we'll find some seats down there. So we went all the way down. We found some seats, and I was like, I'm going to see how much these seats cost. And they were like 15 grand each.
God
I was
damn.
Like, never, bro. Yeah.
You better be able to take those fucking seats home with you.
Everyone was like, damn, bro, y'all doing good, huh? Sitting down there. And I was like, hell no, we finessed this shit.
Like, those seats, though, usually they just invite people.
Yeah.
Like, they're like a fucking safe for celebrities and shit.
Oh, yeah. We were sitting right next to
there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Facts. That's why
I think they were playing Golden State, and we're sitting right next to Steph Curry's wife and the kids and shit.
Actually?
Bro. Yeah. Like,
she's bomb, huh?
You know what, in person, bro? She doesn't...
Oh, she's nothing special?
Yeah, she looked kind of like skinny.
Isn't she known for like doing Steph kind of dirty? Like,
oh, yeah.
She did him kind of dirty on some interview and shit. She did.
Like, she's trying to fuck other dudes, no?
No, I don't know.
She's like, how come no one likes mine?
She's on her Jada Pinkett Smith vibes and shit.
Yeah, she's on her way.
The minute she could sing a three, like Steph, then it's like, I don't care.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
You got that. You earned that.
You could step back and pull up a three like that, then it's like...
Yeah.
So you're LA born and raised?
Yeah. I've been in the Valley, grew up pretty much in Sylmar. I've been in Sylmar. I mean, moved in and out of Sylmar in the San Fernando Valley here and there, but I've been in there like pretty much my whole life.
How do y'all feel about the IE?
They're like, what was that?
Yeah. They're like, what was that? He was just over there like last week.
I don't, it's,
like, y'all don't fuck with it, huh?
Not that. I mean, I think that's more of a
zoom in.
Because I'm from the valley. Yeah, it's more of the LA.
Okay.
The actual people that live in LA, they be beefing with everybody for sure.
Oh, that's true.
They don't even fuck with people from the valley, and anyone out of the area, it's like you're not really LA.
Oh, like if you're not city, like it's
you're not city.
Yeah.
Wait, could you explain that to me? I have no idea the difference between. Yeah. I think every guest I've ever said, "Oh, valley," this I'm like, bro, LA is just LA to me.
It's all LA County, but obviously you got your different cities and shit. And we're like the farthest. Well, Sylmar's like super far out. It's like the last city before you go to, I think, Santa Clarita or whatever. I think whatever valley that is. But
it's Pomona of that area.
Yeah, like even Pomona is like LA County, I think.
I think Pomona's the other way.
Yeah, but it's like the Pomona of that side.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, you're like
something like that. Yeah, it's on the outskirts of it. Then
I don't think LA considers Pomona LA.
I know they don't.
I wouldn't either.
They don't, but
Pomona's IE, bro.
I claim it.
You got to get validated from LA to say you from LA.
Yeah.
Where do you guys start LA then? Like, where you guys consider it? Like, all right, this is LA.
And that's just if you're not close to the Crypto.com arena, then fucking you're not LA.
Yeah,
that's what it seems like. Yeah.
As soon as it smells like piss, you're like, I'm in LA.
Yeah, you validated after that.
Jesus.
Hella smog.
You having a war in the comments? What are you gonna do?
And you just offended like six communities.
I'm taking shots at everybody. No, I'm just playing. I'm kidding. Obviously, it's all love to LA. They're big bro. That's how it is.
I know I'm in LA when I see like the little kids playing little basketballs, like you know the drawings on the side of the freeway. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like the little paintings, though.
You talking about murals?
You can tell.
Yeah, the murals.
Oh, the murals.
Yeah, the murals. Like that's how I know when I'm in LA.
When you see like the Dodger murals, then you're like, all right, you over there,
bro. You'll find a Dodger mural in San Bernardino.
It's like consistent. Yeah. You know, it's like
that's a thing.
Five of them in a row.
It's always weird with that because it's like baseball and basketball. It's the Lakers and Dodgers throughout most of Southern California. I think that's like staple. But football. No one has any loyalty to any fucking team.
Yeah, because
it's not the Rams, it's not the Chargers. It's like
both those teams move around so much, right? Like they've been in different cities.
It was just LA never really had a football team until the Rams came out here, and then it was like if you were out here when back in the day, it's like you didn't really have a team out here. So that's why I never had a football team because there was no like LA team the whole time I was out here. And then when the Rams came out here, I was like, I'm gonna try. And then I was like, nah.
It's just hard to like.
It's not. It doesn't feel real. And then they won the Super Bowl, and I was like, fuck. I should have jumped on the bandwagon.
But it could have been like, I've been there since day one.
Yeah, I'd have been like, we won one before everybody. Yeah. But I missed that, and I was like, nah, I can't fake it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just Lakers and Dodgers. That's it.
Yeah. So growing up here in LA.
And the Kings.
Growing up here in LA, what's the difference like for your childhood? Like, what do you think that's like, you know, differential probably from where we grew up and shit? We grew up in the IE, bro. Like, there ain't shit to do. Like, there's no city life.
Stop
nightlife.
Saying that, bro. There's an Ontario Mills. All right?
And the swap meet.
We have a Topgolf now.
The club you went to yesterday.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm off for like 3 hours of sleep right now.
Oh, you wild there,
maybe
bro.
Maybe four. Yeah, we were out at Riverside last night.
You want some coke?
We hosted yesterday. Nah, I drink a coffee. I feel like I'm fucking might as a good bump. I'm fucking wide awake right now.
Yeah.
My heart's like bumping up. It was cool. I don't know nothing about the IE, to be honest. I don't think I've been out there like that.
Is it?
This is what it is?
We're literally the only thing that's in there.
It feels like a vibe.
Okay, have you ever been to a swap meet?
Have I been to a swap meet? Yeah, of course.
Have you been to the mall? That's it, bro.
That's all you guys
have
got.
Have you been shot at? In the order.
You might be a citizen at that point.
Your bike stolen?
I don't know. It might be similar to the Valley because it's like, it's not in LA. It's not city like that. So it's just like, it's kind of more chill out there. It's still active.
Yeah.
It used to be more active.
Yeah.
Not really anymore. But it's chill. We had our swap meets and shit. You know what I mean? Our corner stores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too much different.
You guys need to start a podcast, man.
You know what? We've been thinking about it, but
they're gonna get like 18 mics and shit.
Yeah, but I don't care. But you could rotate. I think that'd be like pretty sick. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of us. I think it's just that's the thing. It's just a lot of us getting everyone in.
Well, whoever likes to talk
in frame about, and stuff like that.
Whoever likes to talk the most, I think that was how it should probably go.
Yeah.
Who would you have? Who would you have on your podcast team?
I don't think have you even mentioned what he's a part of. I don't think
they know.
They know.
That's true.
Part of these foods and my brand Crispy Clean.
Yeah.
Represent.
it's not just these foods, it's also this food.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Damn. Oh, man, this, you could be doing multiple things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing wrong with it.
I don't know. I just think you guys should, if anybody should have a podcast, you guys should definitely
have it. It would be fun, man. It would be so much to edit out, though. That's the thing. So we got to
leave it in.
Did you not hear me at the beginning of this podcast?
It's going to be a lot of editing today.
It's going to be no money making, let me tell you.
No monetary value.
For yeah, you guys are getting monetized
couple
next
years. Yeah.
So obviously, like you were saying right now, you're part of these foods. How did that come to be?
You know what? It kind of just, it happened. Brian, man, he was working on a, so I don't know if you guys know, but Brian was working with me like inside my shop. And then he was making like funny barber content and shit started popping off. Mm-hmm. Then he took it to TikTok and then he started grabbing the homies and fucking out of nowhere, there's like a group and they were like rotating channels at first. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if somebody told us or it was just like an idea that came up. Like we just need to make one page, a group name. And then that's how we came up.
You just came up with these foods? Like what
I think it was like Duno that said something actually. Oh, they were like on a podcast with Duno and he was like, you should be called Those Foods or These Foods or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we kind of been rolling with the name since then. Yeah.
Man, y'all owe him some money.
Mm-hmm. Hey man, don't talk to me about it. I don't know.
He said maybe. Maybe he mentioned it.
Happened, yeah.
He said Those Foods. They came up with These Foods.
Duno, don't call me, bro. Don't call me, man. Yeah, but
so it's, when it's like all of you guys, it's obviously it's These Foods, but if someone was to refer to you guys in plural, would it be like These Foozeses?
You don't got to answer that,
bro. No, that's kind of weird. No, that's kind of weird. Like, well, my name, too, is like, is it James or James's?
James's is, or Simon. Yeah. Yeah, it's like how, that. Like, Moose is like Mises. Like,
dude, I've been fucking saying that.
Yeah. I hate hearing Mises.
Yeah.
So how'd you get into it? You started cutting hair?
Cutting hair, yeah. I've been cutting hair since shit. I started like in high school, man. Mm. I started because I had ditch school actually. I had ditch school with some of the homies and we were just chilling. And there happened to be like a pair of clippers laying there. And one of my homies, like, hey, someone cut my hair. And I was the first one, like, I'll cut that shit. So
yeah,
I cut his hair, bro. And like, I just fell in love with it. I was like, man, I want to keep getting better with it. And
did you fuck him up?
Some homies did
school
and smoke weed. Some homies did school and smoke weed. Yeah. Like, was that clippers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did school and I found a career.
Damn.
So ditch school isn't bad all the time, you know?
Tell the youth.
You might have found some, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta,
hey, tell the clip.
You gotta break the rules sometimes to find out what you love to do, man.
That's true.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's funny because we also had a homie who like was like, I'm gonna dedicate myself to cutting hair and shit.
Yeah. All right, bro. All right.
Bro. Someone in the room or what?
You know guess.
Hey. It might be, bro. But yeah, the homie got all the equipment and shit. Like, and then like the homies were like, yeah, bro, practice. Like, it's cool. You can practice on me, bro. I don't give a fuck. Uh-huh. One of the homies was like, nah, fuck that. You can practice on me. Shout out Lalo. Mm. Lalo was like, I ain't letting you practice on me. And then that fool fucked us all up, bro.
Not me.
He said, nah, you were sitting
down. I retired. I was just like,
he didn't say you. It was anonymous.
Yeah,
was
yeah, anonymous. Yeah. Definitely. But they decided to retire because, you know, I was getting too good at it. And I think, like, as I got better, I was just getting too much booked. And I was like, I can't even live for myself anymore.
Can't
you know?
My pod no more.
Yeah, sure. Like, this is taking up all my time. So I was like, all my COVID. Shit was zero gapped, all right?
How long ago was this? When did this happen?
COVID.
All during COVID, bro.
Everyone did, though. I feel like a bunch of people did, though. A lot of people picked up the hat because all the shops were closed unless like there was like a Donald Trump flag like in front, then it was like, all right, that shit's open. Oh, but yeah, for the most part, like a lot of barbershops were closed. Yeah, or they weren't. Yeah, or they were private.
It was fucked up.
And that shit was like $80 for like a cut, and you're like,
it was fucked up, bro. I had two shops and that shit was closed. It was like bills were just piling up. That shit was a hard time.
Yeah,
were you scared? Like you like
you know what, at first I was like, hell yeah, I get like a week off, you know. They said it was gonna be like a week or so off, and then
it's just a cough. Just,
yeah, and then out of nowhere, it was like 2 weeks, and it was like a month. They just kept pushing shit back, and I was just like, damn, bro, my fucking bills are stacking up.
Mm-hmm.
But we still here, man.
Yeah, so
probably couldn't stop us.
We applied.
You have two shops?
Yeah. So at the time, I still have two. At the time, I had my original shop, it was in Sylmar, and then I opened another one in Mission Hills. And then COVID hit, and then at my first shop, I had been there, it's like they wanted me to renew my lease, and I already had been there for like 8 years, and I was kind of over it already. I was just like, I don't like this location no more. I want to get out. Mm-hmm. Landlords are fucking assholes. So I closed that one and then relocated in North Hollywood. So now I have Mission Hills in North Hollywood.
I hear that a lot. I hear a lot of like
some light.
I've been to a,
that's tight, bro.
I've been to a few barbershops, and there's always, it's always the good shops that always have, for some reason, a shitty landlord. Like where they're at, and they're just like, fuck, dude. And they end up moving locations, or like they just end up like that, like, fuck this, I don't want to
feel like most no more. Landlords are assholes, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. you think you have to be an asshole, kinda?
I mean, it's either you coming out of pocket or you fucking making somebody come out of pocket, you know. And a lot of people just hide behind legal terms and stuff like that, and unless you get a lawyer, which costs money, then it's like fucking you just wasting money all in general.
Did they ever try to do you dirty?
Yeah. Right?
Really? Mm-hmm. Like what?
Actually, when I was closing my Somar shop, I forgot what I got to argument with them about, and I was closing it down, and I don't know where I got this bill for like almost 10 bands.
Fuck.
They're like, oh, you got to pay this before you leave, or you're going to court, this and that.
It's a lot of tapers.
I had a love. Literally, yeah. I was zooming people up.
Yeah.
But,
next.
All right, so you want a baldy? Next!
Who's you dying here? Everyone's hair, huh? You're like, I gotta dye your hair.
Anyone, bro. I was taking any clients. But yeah, like, so yeah, I was just trying to get out of there, try to close out, and I got this bill for like 10 bands. I try to get a lawyer.
10 bands.
To look at it, and he's like, you wanna go back and forth? It's gonna like cost the same as you just paying the bill. What do you
It's gonna be 10
do?
Bands.
Oh, it was bad. It was okay. That shit sucked. But, yeah, so they did try to do me dirty. I ended up having to pay the money before I left. And
what was it for, though?
It was pretty much for, like, when you leave, they pretty much, like, try to see if they fucked up any of their numbers, which they did, and then they're like, oh, we fucked up on our numbers, you still owe us $10,000.
So they tacked it on at the end.
And then what I started to notice is that, like, whenever you're at, it's a plaza, you know, there's different plazas, and say whoever wants to leave, they start tallying up the whole thing, so whoever's, like, leaving, you'll get a random bill of, like,
damn.
Everyone, they update everyone's numbers, and everyone gets a bill.
Yeah, like it's like an apartment almost. Like they do the same thing. Like people start leaving, and then they up the price on rent like the next month.
I mean, if they up it up $100, $200, fuck it. But $10,000, $10,000 bill.
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
Yeah. Recently, in my Mission Hill shop, same thing. Like the tattoo shop, it was next to us. It closed down, and out of nowhere, I got a bill for like $2,000. Mm. Like we did our numbers.
Damn.
Money. Yeah, they be fucking shit up, bro.
So that's some bullshit. So how do you go into like having your own shop? Like, cause you have to be fucking, I'm assuming you have to be good, right? Yeah. This is your shop, right? It's not like you're just in there fucking paying rent, right? Like for your space.
No, it's my business.
It's your business.
Yeah, it's my business.
So how does that, so you have to get fucking good and then get.
You gotta just get your clientele up, man. You just gotta get your clientele up to a place that, and then like whatever your lease is, you know, at least you know you could cover that shit in your bills. If it's you by yourself, you know, because if the worst comes to worst and nobody wants to work with you, and bro, you got to cover those bills or else you're going to fuck your credit up, you know? Yeah. So you just got to be ready.
Has these fools helped your business, like your barbershop business at all? Like, or is it, you were always just booked and getting clients?
I mean, I've always been grinding. I always had like been booked and stuff like that, but definitely helping out.
Yeah.
Definitely helping out. Yeah. We've grown in our audience, you know, and.
You got people coming in trying to be like, on the content or something.
We did, bro. Actually, when like first shit started popping off, like me and Brian was still working at my Mission Hill shop, and people would roll up with buzz balls like, yo, what's up?
Trying to party.
Yeah, like every day he's getting drunk and shit.
It's funnel.
Like, bro, it was bad. Yeah,
fine, I'll do it.
You're like cutting some kid's hair. You're
bro,
like,
they pulling up with like bags of, like 10 of them, like, hey, this fucking,
I'm
like,
about to
damn.
Fuck this fade up.
Yeah. It wasn't like the whole gang was there.
The buzz
was
off full of air.
It was just me and Brian, like, every hour, like, oh, yeah, fucking, and, like, damn. And that's kind of how we ended up in North Hollywood, because it's more of like a private area.
Okay.
Like a private shop. And it's not like walk in based and stuff like that. So
it's no light feat, bro. Like, you fucking, I mean, how old are you?
I'm 34.
You're 34?
Mm-hmm.
You said you've had what, four businesses now?
Three? Yeah.
Light work.
Damn. That's fucking sick, bro. Congrats. That's fucking badass.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you don't look a day over 28, bro. I'm going to keep it a stack.
Hate that, man. I'll be getting an ID still. I'm like, hey, take that.
You don't feel that? That's a compliment.
You
man.
Hate it? Yeah, oh, bro. I hate it so much.
I love my ID.
I look young.
Get that shit real quick.
Hey, does your girl ever get mad at when she doesn't get carded and you do?
You know what? It's happened like once. She's like, why didn't they ask me for my
yeah.
Like, I don't know what
that happened to me. I was like, because I look good, bitch.
Nah, but we both getting IDs, so we'd be all happy. Like,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
And your lady's your age?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. 34, yeah. How'd you meet her?
You know what? I met her like right before we were getting out of high school.
Yeah.
Like, dating, like, yeah. We got together officially like after high school. We met right when we were graduating, though.
Was the flirting like always there? Like it was like one of those things where it's like it's always been there, but it's just like
One of our friends hooked us up, and she was just like a good girl, little church girl, kind of something I was looking for, you know. And
yeah.
It was just like trying to get her,
yeah,
out of her little box, yeah, and stuff, yeah, like, yeah, that.
Cause you get four local.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like,
I know you just don't get on your knees for Jesus.
It's kind of like the blood of Christ in a way.
Yeah.
Just some wine or what? Hey, some know, wine and crackers. Bro, I should have put up with that one.
Hey, you said you guys were married, right?
Yeah, now we're married. We got married in September.
Oh, hell yeah, congrats.
How was the wedding?
I got married at September.
He doesn't know. No, he's not from the IE. Yeah, yeah.
Is it September?
It's a restaurant. It's a restaurant. Yeah.
It's a bar.
All right. Whatever. It's for us, I guess.
Oh, so it's an IE.
Yeah, yeah. Not even. Yeah. I think it's in other places.
Nah, just in the IE.
All right.
No, but how was the wedding?
That shit was fun, bro.
Yeah?
It was fun as fuck. I'm not going to lie. But it went by so fast. It was like... Getting together, like getting your weddings together, like takes forever. It's just the time.
Long process.
First, you have a long time period, and you think you have all the time in the world, and out of nowhere, it's like, damn, we got a month, we got a couple weeks, and it's like
so much
money keeps adding up. You got to buy this and that shit, and then the day comes, bro, and it's just like done.
Was it big or was it like an intimate?
It was big. It was a big ass wedding.
Fuck. How many people? Like two, three?
Like 100? Three or four.
Whoa, shit.
You're 400.
God, damn.
Open bar, bro. The fucking bar was going insane. I feel bad for the bartenders.
You could have did a live show with that shit.
I should have streamed that shit.
Yeah.
It could have been like 305 if you knew it sooner.
I know, yeah. Literally, I would have pulled up.
Yeah.
I would have had you guys set up like this at the table.
Yeah, exactly. Hella good.
We're just commentating. Oh, so we just love the dress.
I'm the mesero.
Yeah.
His dance moves aren't that great, but we're here. I mean,
that's dope, bro.
Were kids allowed?
He practiced.
Yeah, there was kids. There was kids.
There was kids.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm surprised.
That's
a lot of people.
That's at least 250 right there, just on kids, bro.
It was too many people, man.
Yeah.
Do you kind of regret it a little bit? Like,
not at all, bro. It was fun. It was perfect. It was fun. Yeah, it was a good time.
How you know she was the one?
I just know, man.
Put on the spot.
Like I said, like I remember, like.
Cause I was giving her a fade once, and I was just like, her hair is just different.
I just remember like you're gonna graduate high school, you just feel like, fuck, I'm gonna be by myself. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, hopefully I find a girl that's like in the God and stuff like that, and just a good girl, fucking smart.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know where I met her. You know what I'm saying? And we've been together.
Are you religious?
I wasn't really, you know, I didn't really grow up with a strong religious family. And then I went to church with like one of my aunts. We used to go to Catholic, and then we went to Christian churches, and Christian, like I understood a little more.
Yeah, I was taste testing. Just
I guess. So. I mean, you got to, you know, see what works for you.
Yeah.
And then I met my wife now, and they were Christian. And then I went to church with her, and then I was like, I got a little more closer to God and understanding shit, and
Christianity puts a whole different meaning to your rap now. In the beginning,
it makes it. Man, I think it makes it better.
Shit, bro. He's like, "Fuck,
whoopsie."
I know. I be careful, dope, with that, man. Yeah.
That's dope. You can never knock a man for following some faith. I don't know. I don't like. I remember. I've gotten into arguments with people where it's like, they just completely be like, nah, like fuck that, you know, this and this, such people exist in that space. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, some, but people don't account for people who like find structure and fucking, I don't know, guidance in their life through it. So yeah, you can't knock it.
I feel like I do, because I had a barber and he quit because he found Christ and he wanted to dedicate his life to Christ. And he was a fresh ass barber, bro. I went in I was like, he always took me in without appointments.
Yeah.
And went in, el encontró Cristo, ya no. What the fuck?
That sounds like somebody that got locked up.
Hey, yeah, somebody got deported.
Hey, he found the Lord.
Hey, valid though. Valid.
Yeah, that's looking a good point.
That's looking a good point, bro. Mm-hmm.
So when'd you guys get engaged?
We got engaged, I think a year before.
That's right. It didn't wait too long.
Yeah, you did it quick.
I think it was a year before. A year, year and a half.
Damn.
Because I'm going to do it, but I'm going to be like 6 years, bro, just to save the feria.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Bro, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. No lie.
Then the girl picks all the colors for all the stuff. It's a lot.
You get pressure.
Were you involved in all that stuff?
You know what? With the colors, yeah, but with everything else, not really.
Those girls are so detailed.
Maybe it's your day. I'm just there.
It's hard.
Maybe it's your day.
I was lucky because her and her sister, like, they planned their other sister's wedding, then they planned their brother's wedding.
Oh, chill.
So they already knew what's up.
They already had the whole, setup together. So I was like, I just need to get my money together.
Yeah. You didn't show up.
We found our team, bro. We got to call his girl. Hey.
Yeah.
They'll be setting it up. They got the fee. You know, you guys got to pay the fee, but they'll set it up nice.
Damn, bro. And you. You don't have to tell us the amount, but was it here in LA?
No, tell us.
You know, we saved money, but it was still expensive because we had it at her dad's got a big ranch. It's like we did it right there.
Those are the best, bro.
But it was just like you weren't paying for a venue, but you had to set it up there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Over or under 20K.
Oh, no, way over. Way over.
Yeah, over under 40K.
It hurt.
Well, I think over that too.
It hurt the pockets.
Was it close to six figures?
I'm not saying nothing.
It was close to three figures.
Hey,
not to her though. That shit was priceless.
It was a great wedding.
All I'm saying, if you need a haircut, you know where to go.
Yeah.
Let me find out. See the picture. She came in a horse. She came in a carriage and shit like Cinderella. All right, that shit was.
Like, how much is she running? She's like, it's priceless.
No, there's a price on it.
There's a price tag.
It was nice.
You're literally counting the amount of tapers on Dream said. You're like,
fuck, I'm be cutting.
He's still cutting it down right now.
Yeah.
Still owes it.
I still got 1,000 haircuts to do.
Your kids are going to be barbers. You got to put them in work double time.
Are you a dad?
Yeah. Nah, no kids
not yet. Not yet.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, you either get pressured into like, you gotta propose or you gotta have a kid. You know?
Which one is
the
lesser of two evils?
I'd rather get my sleep in still. So
yeah,
kidding, bro.
But we might plan on kids this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, bro, you move fast.
Bro, he's 34. I'm 34.
Nah, that's too fast for me. You ask me like when I'm 50, and I'm be like, I don't know, I'm thinking about it.
you're not moving too fast. You're not like this. Him and his girl are just getting to know each other, huh?
All right, we're probably getting to know each other, bro. 9 years deep.
You gotta take your time, man.
Take your time, bro.
It's a slow run.
Somebody understands me, bro. Well, because you said you and your lady started talking like right after high school, right?
Yeah, bro.
So was it like a 10 plus years?
Yeah.
That you guys were dating?
Yeah. Yeah, proposed. We're probably like 12 years in. 12.
He's right already.
Bro, you okay,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah. He's going to be like, you see?
I show you grow this.
He's going to clip this part.
I'm going to clip this part, bro.
But y'all were living together, though, right? So it's like you're Mexican married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, that's what they call it.
No,
I don't stay with my lady.
Eddie and Karen. You guys see them?
Oh, yeah.
They just got engaged. Shout out to them.
They're popping, too. Like, crazy, huh?
Yeah, they're really nice, too. They're good people.
Like, as a couple, too. Like, they're doing really well, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's cool when you meet, like, people like that are popping and they're cool in person, too, you know?
I was going to ask you. So, you look at every person that comes in, like, applying, right? And, like, I'm assuming people apply to be, like, a barber in your shop?
I've had people walk in and ask if they could work with us. But I say mostly people like either the referrals or like people that I see online, you know.
Okay.
But like same thing with like content creators. When people come in, like barbers come in, and you just talk to them, and you can feel their vibe already. And like you know if you don't want to work or work with somebody pretty quick like that.
Because I'm assuming you don't want no fucking shitty ass haircut coming out of that shop. So
you know what? If it's a shitty haircut, we can work on that. But if it's a bad attitude or just fucking personality, and you're like, bro, I don't want this person here. Yeah.
Okay, who's the worst employee you ever had?
Damn.
Look at the camera when you say it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's a hard one.
Maybe no names, but give me an experience with the worst employee you ever had.
It's got to be like somebody fucking up everybody's hair, no?
Or like stalking a customer.
Nah, this one dude, he was like taking pills and he was cutting hair this one time. I'm like looking at him like.
He's hard.
He looks a little pale. Looks a little pale. And I'm like, I already know he likes to do his shit, you know? And then he's cutting hair and he's like this. I'm like, nah, am I tripping?
But how did the haircut come out?
That shit was. He was a really good barber. That's the thing. He was a good barber.
Multitask.
And then, I seen him doing it again, going down. I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
Bro, believe it or not, we struggle with that shit too on the podcast. Bro, believe it or not.
But it's not from pills.
Yeah, not. Look at Johnny. He was falling asleep right now.
Yeah, from sleep
apnea. He's like, damn, where's the Red Bull?
Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
I dead, John. That's crazy.
I remember one time, I've had some bad experiences at the barbershop. I ain't gonna cap. They fuck my shit up and they give you the mirror and you fucking trying to hold back the tears.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Because usually, you know, they give you a revision, right? They'll be like, all right, like, let me know if you need me to fix anything, boss. All right, bro. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, bro, can you, right here, you know what I'm saying? Can you fix that up a little bit? Uh-huh. Yeah, I got you. And then, you know, you get that one more time. And after that, bro, I'm not going to be here all day. You know what I'm saying?
You get what you get.
It is what it is, but just cry in the car, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like I remember one time I went in for my barber, and I had an appointment and everything. And I went in, he got a bullshit-ass excuse. He's not there. And I'm sitting for 15 minutes on the couch, and the owner comes up to me, hey, like, are you waiting for somebody? Yeah, I'm waiting for Josh. And he was like, oh, his baby's on the way. He had to leave. What the fuck?
Bullshit.
I was like, honestly, bro, that's a great excuse. That's fine.
Hey, Josh, you really couldn't call me and just tell me about
that? Bro, come on. She could wait. So,
see your baby later.
I had another dude cut me up. Like, so he was free. Uh-huh. The motherfucker told me what I want. I paid more for my beard and my my haircut. So I paid more for my beard. And I was like, oh, can you do this? A one on my beard. Nah, bro, looks cool like that. This is all fucking big. I had a wedding, bro. He's like, nah, bro, just leave it like that. It looks sick. It looks fresh. Just cut in 2 weeks, come back.
Yeah, but you believe them.
And I was like, okay. I paid extra for nothing, bro.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens. You don't get to go to your.
You can go and find Christ. You know? That's fine.
Yeah. Have you ever got like your eyebrows threaded, waxed, or anything like that?
Nah, I've never done my eyebrows.
Nah, bro. Nah. One time I went to the Asian ladies to wax my shit, and I came out looking like a fucking 2005 chola.
Yeah. That fool was surprised.
All surprised,
shit.
Yeah.
I look like Ronald McDonald,
who figured some shit out.
He had such a great attitude. He just walked around.
I saw this. They gave me the mirror. I saw him, and I was like. My dad's gonna fucking kill me, bro.
Your mom told you off, remember?
Yeah, my mom.
Your mom's like, nah, like, Jonathan.
Because I'll bleep this, but as soon as I got home, my mom was like, esos pichas sacas. Right, what the? Because I'll bleep that.
That's not very lordish for her.
Yeah, what the fuck, bro? Did you just come from church?
Yeah. I got another daughter. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, it was rough.
That's fucking funny. But, anyways, I know we fucking skimmed past this shit, but you were saying, Duno told you guys about the name. You're talking about how this whole, like, you came into be to with these foods.
Yeah, so at the same time where, like, we kind of came up with that name was the same time we were deciding to jump into having a group name. And then, after we came up with a name and we just did one channel and we've been going hard, bro. It's been 2 years, maybe 3 years, going on 3 years now.
Mm. You've been there since off-rip, everybody?
You know what? At first, they started, like I said, they were just doing kind of like TikToks and stuff like that. But they were like just random. They'll be random, like, oh, we're gonna film today. Like, we're gonna do shit today. And I was still cutting hair, you know, and I couldn't do it all the time. So once there was kind of like a time frame, like a schedule and stuff like that, that's when I started joining full time when I could. But at first they were kind of doing their thing, you know. I was just letting them do their thing. They would kind of film in and out the barbershop because it was like an empty space at night, and. Brian brought me on for a video. It was just like, I'm getting my boss drunk for the day.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, and then it was fun. It was a good time. And then after that, he was just like, bro, you gonna be filming with us? You taking this shit serious or not? And I'm like, all right, like, I get it, but we just need a schedule. And after we had a schedule, I've been as consistent as I could since then.
So what's the schedule look like? You guys record on the weekends, weekdays?
Yeah, we film. I mean, sometimes we film twice a week, but most of the time it's once a week, and then we have a meeting once a week too.
What's like the application process for like joining these foods?
You're not gonna make it, bro.
Yeah, there's not. I don't know. No application is.
Do I have an interview?
You can get drafted.
You gotta learn to cut.
Do I get email?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I'll start.
Like, this is what that is.
Just take
an interview.
We're watching you until you quit. Cut a hair and then that was it.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I fucking knew it. I knew the scouts were looking at me. Some crazy shit, bro.
Fucking funny. So they had already dropped videos before you got in, right?
Yeah.
So when did you feel like that you were like accepted by the because you, by the way, the comments go crazy on the fucking videos, like on these two videos.
Yeah,
the shit go crazy, and that's something that I like to see on our shit, because I like our fucking audiences.
Yeah, it's
like
feedback.
They engage and shit. So when did you feel like when you saw the video, you're like, oh, they fuck with me. Cool.
I think it was just the first video.
Oh, you're him.
The
for
first
sure.
video. Yeah. It was like either they're fucking with you or not. Yeah, like we have the other people come on and it's like they vibe with us. And like we try to figure out how to get them in videos more often, you know, stuff like that. But I don't know. It was good feedback off the first video. And then, he was just like, you taking this shit serious or not? Like, all right, I understand what you're saying, you know. So,
But I think you guys get like hard eyes under your comment section. Us, they just tell like, damn, Johnny's getting fat. Like, we don't get the same. What's the worst comment that you've ever seen, or like the most, give me the funniest and the worst comment you've ever seen coming from that comment section?
It was funny recently, actually, because I've been doing, I got licensed with my cousins to do insurance and stuff like that.
Oh, shit.
He does it all, right?
Yeah.
He does
it all. He's got to grow businesses, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He don't miss.
And then stupid ass Brian put, like, go comment James from State Farm. I was like, yo, James from State Farm. That shit was funny to me. But I don't know, bro. People are always like I say, you grow your audience and you got people that are going to support you, people that talk shit. So it's like you always have a little blend of both of them. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a comment like that really offended me like that. It's just
I feel like you present yourself well though too. Like in the videos, like you don't come off as I'm the craziest motherfucker in the group. If anything, you come off as the dad of the group.
Yeah,
like, I take care of my boys. Like I take care of let them have their fun. I'm gonna take care of them.
Yeah,
but you get in on the drinking and shit. But it's like I gotta cool it though because I know my limits. Where like these two's like I gotta go crazy. They're younger than you know.
Yeah, no, I'll be.
Are you the oldest one in the group?
I am. Yeah.
Damn,
I am.
Can't even tell though. Fuck.
Nah, he's blending like 28. In.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't look a day past 42.
Do you think that comes like from being like a business person and having to watch over shit like all the time? Yeah. That it kind of translated with that. With
Johnny? And being older, you know what I'm saying? I already like experienced all that shit, being outside and fucking drinking and wilding out and stuff like that. I already got it over with. So now I'm just kind of like making sure the guys don't go too crazy. Like when we go out and we have host events and shit, I feel like I'm the second security guard, you know? I'm watching everybody watching. Like, yeah.
You like get a table somewhere else so you can watch them and shit from far?
Yeah, I just be trying to.
Who's the fool who you have to like really keep an eye on? You're like, all right, that fool might get a little too crazy.
Man, it's just whoever gets the most drunk.
Yeah.
Whoever gets too drunk. Yeah. Because all the guys have been like drunk, extra drunk at one point. And it's like, all right, bro, you got to fucking watch them. Make sure there's no shit gets started.
Has any of them tried to fight any of them?
Nah, but I think the funniest shit was the homie Rio, man. We had this event. Rio got super drunk and he jumped off stage like, oh, and just hit the floor.
Damn.
Like, no one
I hope he was covered.
And he's a hothead, so he jumped up and he's like, he's thinking everyone's trying to fight him, but everyone's just trying to help him up.
Yeah. Everybody's trying to tear me down.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm waiting for like someone else to go save him. And like, the only one that like jumped down was the homie Angel, but he jumped like,
like Chris Benoit,
bro. He's like, he took out like five people, and I'm like, fuck, idiot. I just jumped down, boom, and helped him out. Yeah, got him out of there. But that was probably like the funniest experience so far.
Dang,
yeah, that's fucking
that shit was hilarious.
That's dope. I like that's funny because the content doesn't revolve just around it. Because I feel like especially now, you guys have been branching off into doing like different activities, not just solely like let's get fucked up. Mm-hmm. It is part of the channel. I think it just reminds people, I don't know, it just reminds people like, oh, let's go have a fucking good time with your homies and shit. Like a lot of people really live through you guys almost vicariously because a lot of people don't have like a huge group of friends, you know? It's really rare when like a large group of friends can just come together and be cool. Like a lot of times people beef, they only got like a small circle and shit. So it's cool to just see it like, especially on just through content and shit, like, oh damn, these fools, they all get along, you know, they all have a good ass time, and it's just a good time.
Yeah, everyone be bumping heads still, you know, but I do feel it though. Like I understand what you're saying. Like it's crazy because you don't really understand it until someone tells you, you know, like a supporter comes up, it's like, bro, like watching you guys, like it makes me happy, or like it's cool seeing you guys with your homies, like I can't get together with my homies all the time, you know, or shit happen and we don't hang out like that. So it's cool, man. It's cool to see the support we get and the way that it helps some people in certain ways, you know?
Yeah. I'm excited too to see like because they're younger than you, right? So they're all gonna evolve too into, you know, like married men, and it's gonna be like the family channels and shit. So yeah. I know people are gonna fucking die for that content once it comes.
Yeah, they're all gonna develop, you know? Some of them, Brian and Angel, they have their kids, you know? So you see them posting their content with their kids sometimes.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. It's cool. It's cool to see everyone like grow and develop and try to, you know, some of the guys have their own merch on the side, you know, growing their own businesses on the side. And it's all that stuff's important, I think.
Hell yeah. So,
Let's take a little break. And we'll be right back.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Cool.
Every man knows how scary it can get when going for a close shave below the belt.
Ooh. Ooh.
that's why I'm glad that I can trust Manscaped for all of my sensitive areas. Oh, inside this package, you'll find the star of the show, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra.
Five?
That's crazy.
What plus one?
The 4.0 was already that good.
They made it even better?
Why did they make it better, bro?
There's no way they made it better, bro. Impossible.
But they did.
They did, huh?
But they did.
Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next gen skin safe blade heads.
Oh, that's my fire. God, Beto, what do you have to say about those?
What? Two interchangeable skin blades?
Two.
Bro, so that means I can take one out and put another one in?
They're interchangeable. Yeah.
You're lying.
You're capping.
Just for that reason alone, you got to buy it, man.
Yeah, Gazelle, how do you feel about the new Lawnmower 5.0?
Dude, my favorite thing about the Lawnmower 5.0, like, I already love the 4.0, but the 5.0 is a fucking upgrade, right?
It's a whole point above.
Dude, it's a whole point. And one of the top things that I love about it is it has a little light on it.
It's nerd.
Dude, mm-hmm. It's a little light.
What kind of light?
It's a beautiful light. Uh-huh. It's the light. Uh-huh. And it's called
the light.
The spotlight.
What? Oh,
it's beautiful, God. Right? So you can be
for your star of the show.
Yeah, you can be shaving your stuff.
Yeah.
And it's dark, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just be like in a I don't know, just a full blackout room.
Yeah.
Shaving your pubes.
In a train.
Or on a bus. You can be in your car.
It could be an emergency, you know? You can be in a room with a girl and you're like, fuck, I forgot to shave, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
run
to the restroom real quick.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're looking for something. Maybe you drop your phone and you're looking for it. You can use a spotlight for that.
Multi-use? What?
What? He's just looking around for your phone.
Maybe the power goes out of your house.
Yeah.
You need the spotlight.
Yeah.
Now your whole family...
And when you're done using it,
your whole family will starve, but your balls will be
your balls will, thank
will look
you.
Great.
And when you're done using it, you can put it away, and it has a lock feature, travel lock feature, so it doesn't turn on while you're walking. Oh,
so you could travel with it, Johnny, and it won't turn on.
And it won't turn on. People are like, is that a dildo in your pocket? No, it's not, because it doesn't turn on.
Damn.
People won't know what it is.
It's the Lawnmower 5.0, baby.
Not only that, but. We're taking three length setting combs for all your desired lengths. And oh, did I mention this? The trimmer is also waterproof.
Oh my.
You gotta love that.
You gotta love that.
Gotta love that.
You guys ever try to just trim your balls in a jacuzzi?
Or at Raging Waters? In front of everybody?
You ever like to get public indecency?
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, I love that shit because I'm tired of getting fucking electrocuted in the shower. So I think that's
what
I'm
that's what you want to say.
Yeah. I would be tired of that too.
Yeah, I hate throwing the toaster in there with me.
Right now, if you use code
PLP,
you'll get 20% off of free shipping at manscaped.com. That's code
PLP
for 20% off Manscaped. And thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring the episode.
Thank you for keeping Gazelle not stinky.
What? Thank you, Manscaped.
My barber, like, that would be getting faded. And
that's every barber.
Yeah, nah, but this move, he be stinking up the place, bro. You know, and it's like a full on, like, where I go is in the mall.
Yeah.
And, fucking
definitely. Yeah, bet the crack hey, that cheers. Shit. Hey, cheers, dog.
Cheers. So you know at the mall, bro, like people be coming in with their kids and shit too, you know? So this would just be reeking like weed, and it's like a full on, they got like 15 barbers and shit, bro. They got a bunch of chairs.
That's a lot of chairs.
Yeah, and this would just be reeking it up. But I know whenever he's fucking faded, I know I'm gonna get the best cut of my life, bro. Like he takes his time, bro.
He takes at least another 20-30 minutes.
100%,
sure.
Bro. Because when he's not and he doesn't smell anything, bro, that food's like, hey, bro, you don't want to go smoke a blunt real quick?
I just be like, here you go.
Yeah.
Toke up.
Pull up a little stack room.
Nah, we're potting.
Right. Oh, shit. We back. What's good, everybody?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Right here with the homie James. Buck. Thomas.
Yeah.
After the break time.
Yes, sir. We got a couple White Claws cracked open, you know, just to get the nerves out of here, you know, because we're chilling with a celebrity.
Yeah.
you guys? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know what else comes in twos?
What's up?
The hollers this week.
Oh, let's go. Holla.
If you're unfamiliar with the holla, this is how it works. Is you send in an ad or a shout out in 10 words or less, and we'll read it here on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
This first one comes from Jessica. She says, happy birthday to my man.
Mm. My man.
Thank you to my man.
Kike or Kike? Is it Kike? I don't know.
Kike?
Kike.
Kike.
Imagine his name's Kike.
Yeah, shout out Kike.
That sounds almost racist.
Really? Does it? Okay. Shout out my boy Kike. She says, "I love you, babe," with 3 exclamation points.
She actually loves
it. Damn. Hey, she used up that because it's a 10 words or less, and she put 3 exclamation points. Damn. So she used
actually
up.
Are we on our Art LeBeau shit?
That's a real one.
And he sends you a big old what?
Kiss. A big old kiss. I'm wishing on a star.
Shout out to you, Kike.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Kike. And the Art LeBeau connection. This next shout out comes from Luis Gomez and Cash Out Miggy. He says, "Listen to Siete Diez coming out January 26th on Apple Music."
Oh, let's go. It's a bop.
It's a banger.
You know what? That was my favorite song, bro, of all time, bro.
It already came out.
It doesn't came out yet.
Like you got the pre-release.
Yeah. And it was definitely, it just spoke so about my life. Just
it comes out the
song.
24th.
It feels right already.
But it was a bopper.
Yeah. For the public.
Best song ever.
What do you think, Jay? It was a bopper or what?
Yeah. It sounds like a banger.
That was like a certified banger.
That's like the theme song to my life.
This is you as a clip? I told you this shit was hard.
It's like a Chief Keefe intro.
Oh shit! We're doing the intro.
Hey, go check it out.
The payment for the intro.
Yeah. If any of you guys at home watching, the viewers, the listeners, want to send in a holler, make sure you guys send it to us.
Holla!
The link is in the description. If you guys remember, 10 words or less, you send us an ad. It gets read on here. Also, if you want any of us here specifically to read it, make sure you guys DM us directly so we can get that out to you guys.
And stop cheating. Stop fucking putting all the words together.
Happy
birthday to motherfucker. It was like, whoa. Yeah. With that being said, let's go back to the episode.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah. What's up, brother?
Chilling, man. Us now. We take a shot.
A little shoddy waddy.
Oh, I think we got to take another one.
Have you ever had it before? Have you ever had it before?
Mm, breakfast.
Nah, it was good though.
Lucky we'd be putting everybody on it.
Yeah,
they don't even pay us, bro.
Hey, if we take it another one, then we take it another one.
Oh, I'm down.
Damn. No,
do it.
On camera?
What time is it?
Damn.
It is.
I feel like it's 8 p.m. right now.
It's 6 p.m.
It's shot o'clock.
It feels like 8 o'clocker at night.
It's priceless.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, it's probably like 12:30. In the morning.
Now we chilling. We vibing.
It's 1:30 p.m. if you're really curious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time to drink.
It's my kind of guy.
What's it? Yeah. For real, like your guys' content, you guys don't be getting fucked. Wait.
Getting fucked? Well, you got to finish
that.
That's their homegirl.
Hey, the shot makes the homie a freak. Yeah.
That's their homegirl. Yeah.
I start touching legs with him and shit.
He just starts rubbing.
Chill out.
You said happily married?
You want a free haircut or what?
Yo, your fade's a little fucked up.
Let me fix that.
I bet you I can fix it.
I bet you can. Probably good. Yo, what the fuck, man?
Yo, what the fuck? We get lost out here.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Like, this shit would sound like in 20 minutes. Huh?
Do people ever look in your eyes, like, when you do, like, their beard or something, or the mustache?
You know what? I have one client that does that shit. I hate that.
It was just like,
everyone else knows, you know, you see on Instagram and TikTok the videos like, don't do this, and this dude still does that shit. I'm like,
fuck. He said, I hate that this turned me on so much right now.
Have you tried slapping him?
I think I need to, bro. Yeah, that shit's just awkward.
I'd be telling my barber he has beautiful eyes, bro. No cap.
Is that Beto? He took a shot. You guys got weird after a shot.
Hey, my boy, let's bring it back. Yeah. Beto, didn't you say you flicked his lip once?
What the fuck? Yeah. Nah, he flicks my lip.
Which ones?
Oh, holla.
I like Beto. You like grinded on your barber, no? On your,
oh, yeah.
The one that did your eyebrows, remember?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was...
His barber's a huge
I don't want to talk about it. I still miss him.
I don't think I want to cut your hair.
No, you know what's funny? I had a barber. Washington. The homie still gets his haircut with homegirl.
Homie.
Shout out
Michael.
It's a girl, right? But he transitioned to a woman.
Okay.
And I know we're in dangerous territory right now, but don't worry, I'm not gonna cancel you.
You're not.
You don't have to get nervous.
Yeah.
That is a big ass billboard that's gonna be supporting.
It's no, bro.
She used to like do my lineup, but put her fake boobs like right in my face, bro. She still does it to every client,
You're
bro.
Hard as fuck.
She's hot.
Hard. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's crazy. I was like, you can't do my lineup any other way.
Can you move your fucking knockers, please?
Because you ever, you know, like, I don't know. Like for a lineup, you don't have to close your eyes, right?
You only I thought you were going to say for like, no, a, close for like your a dude.
For a lineup, you don't have to scream tits.
For a lineup, wait.
Honk, honk.
Walk me through it. How do you do your lineup?
Just don't look at your barber's eyes. That's it.
You just look down, right? Like
you look down.
On the chest?
Phone, you know, anywhere but eye-to-eye contact.
Yeah. Well, a homegirl would just put him right in front of my eyes right here. And I'm like, yeah. You wildin', bitch.
You're like this?
Did you like them? But
close your eyes. You won't experience. Yeah. You had your eyes open for a reason.
He said, sir, could you,
that's a choice.
Could you stop moving?
I give her $20 tips every time.
Like, okay. I was forced to keep my eyes open.
Hey, but were they nice?
Did you spit on them?
Like, were they nice for being fake?
They were there.
Yeah. They're definitely a pair of titties.
They were there.
They're one of the.
They were there.
They're definitely one of the pair of titties you've ever seen.
What do you give them? 1 out of 10?
I'd give them a number for sure.
They were like this.
Oh yeah, they were cockeyed for sure. Like one was looking the other way.
It happens.
Yeah. I thought about getting some.
From her?
You look great.
No, getting tits. Can you imagine the homie with tits?
I'd be sick.
Would you? Okay.
You can't be selfish though.
This is a real question here.
I'm sick.
Would you let us squeeze them once?
Who?
It's the homies.
I'll let y'all put y'all face in there. Bury them shit,
fuck
bro.
The film, put my dick on that shit.
What the fuck? You guys like darkness?
What the fuck?
Hey, this pod took a turn after the shot.
Let's bring it back.
So you say you were an athlete in high school?
Let's really
get
bad.
Back to
it. Okay, so you're saying about he had a bad experience. Have you had a bad experience with like a client? Like that got mad at you and shit? Have you ever fucked somebody up?
He's just hit.
Yeah, definitely. I've had a multiple experiences. Yeah. Fucking people up.
Was it more in the beginning or it was just like a you had an off day?
You know, mostly in the beginning, and then like it'll just happen randomly.
Yeah,
once like you just get cursed, like once every 2 years.
Okay, is it your fuck up or is it just a picky?
Just recently, I fucked up my boy Mike.
Oh.
Bro, I was fucking Christmas the Christmas week.
Oh, Christmas. No.
Bro,
during
so
Christmas?
This is the thing though. I was arguing with my landlord again because our shit was leaking.
Mm-hmm.
Had to move my chair. I was working cutting his hair in the back and. I was doing this beer, bro, and I cut his face like I don't know how many times right here. And then he said, like, I seen him like the next day, and he's like, bro, look at what the fuck. I gotta go.
Damn.
That happened after like, the haircut.
Was like that? The straight edge or what?
Yeah, the straight
with the blade. Yeah, bro. Yeah, like cuts right here, and I'm like, you know, it happens to everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Was it because you were stressed because of your landlord?
I was stressed out, bro. I was pissed off.
It was leaking, and if the water fell on me, and I moved, you know, too hard.
It literally was leaking on me. Like I was cutting hair, and I was getting dripped on my shoulder. I'm not saying that was the reason why I fucked up, but I was mad that day.
That should be happening because. Right, just my fucking my supervisor's trying to fucking fire me, bro. And I'm at work.
You just dumping your
this fucking ghost.
I'm just really sad.
No. But so I've been really like out of it at work, and I'm a fucking truck driver, so I back in trailers to.
Perro, I just got money too, bro.
It sounds like your supervisor a hater.
Yeah, that fool is a hater. So I'm just in my fucking head.
You had a family of four.
And I'm backing up the trailer, and I fucking slammed that shit into the door, bro.
So maybe he's not wrong.
The whole warehouse felt that shit, but I was just so like not focused. I was just so in my head, like, fuck, like this, who wants to fire me?
Who's panicking? It's an earthquake! Nah, yeah. This is a bet, though.
So you give him a reason to want to fire you
I was about
now.
To say, you give him a reason to fire you now.
Yeah.
Nah, he's just not focused, Beto.
Nah, it's that fool's fault, bro. What the fuck? Yeah.
Beto just came on here to unload his day and leave.
Yeah. It's that fool's fault.
It sounds crazy having the homie like in the other room. You can't see him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
it sounds freaky.
I can see him.
God,
I can't even see myself. So I feel you guys.
Hey, no, for real though, you told us like off camera that you were like in all these fucking sports in high school and shit.
Yeah, back in the day, I was doing sports because. I was like just not interested in school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And like I had bad grades from like from being a kid to like literally like ninth grade
because mm-hmm.
I went to high school and then what's it called, I was like trying out for basketball. I was about to play basketball, first game's about to start and they're like, oh, you can't play. And I'm like, why? And they're like, your grades aren't good enough.
You don't come here.
They're like, you have like a 1.9 GPA.
Yeah,
you're almost there.
It wasn't enough. Yeah, and then after that, I got my grades together, and I was just playing sports, really, just to stay in school and burn time.
So you played. You say you did basketball,
football, and track.
What'd you do in track?
Track, I was doing.
Chill. You got another fellow.
Hurdles? Were you doing hurdles?
I love this guy, bro.
No, he was doing 4x4. I was
hurdling the tortas.
Oh, I did the 4x1.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, 4x1. Did the 4x1. I did some hurdles and then fucking I was doing shot put, just to fuck around.
Hey, but what were you doing on the hurdles?
I was hurdling.
You were, but
That shit was fun, man. Yeah. Like I ate shit in a couple of hurdle races. Yeah,
that shit look like it hurts, bro.
It does. Like you got these little ass shorts on, so bro, you just all elbows and knees when you hit the floor. But
also the first thing that probably makes contact with that hurdle is your prior shin, and that shit probably fucking sucks.
Well, yeah, hitting the hurdle is first is your shin, but when you hit the floor, bro, and your knees just scraping on the floor. That shit
you ever seen that material that they use?
Like make fake the turf,
like hard turf, huh?
Bro.
I'd rather do the painful turf. I fell on fucking dirt, like that ghetto ass.
You ran on the dirt,
bro. Yeah, shit hurt.
Hey, he's 34. He doesn't.
And then sometimes like there's rocks. Some
they was still, figuring out the turf situation. Nah, you know,
those schools just don't want to invest in the fucking the actual new material and shit.
But like, who thought of that? Oh, you guys run? Let's put rocks.
And when that happens, do you feel embarrassed? What
the fuck? I felt super embarrassed, but it was funny because I remember I was racing and then my homie Leo was right next to me and I'm like, bro, if I fall, you better fall too.
Yeah.
So like bro, first hurdle, hey shit, and I'm like Leo, and I can hear him laughing, bro. He's laughing and just running, but he kept going the whole way. But, he did not. He's laughing, going and fucking. Yeah.
This is my best time.
I can't forget that shit. And then one time we're doing a 4x1 race for like city or something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And bro, like I remember my shins, I had shin splints. My shit was shot out. It was fucked up already. Oh, and then they're like, bro, you got to race. Long story short, we ended up winning that race in like one city, and it was fucking lit.
Damn.
Just, hell yeah. That's sick.
Yeah.
Congrats. Completely different. I had shin splints after prom because of the
what the fuck?
Because of the shoes that I wore.
I thought you were dancing your ass off, bro.
Nah. He was break dancing. I got the pain in Loma Torres. You know, like, shaking ass too. But
I was in pain.
My shins were like, after, I was like, oh my God.
They hurt, huh?
Bro, I was sitting in the back and someone drove us home. I was just I had my feet up.
They hurt, bro. You had shin
splints? Oh, yeah.
That shit fucking hurt.
I didn't know what the pain was.
Straight first into time the ice bath.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. And then I had fucking these dumbass coaches that thinks that like you were supposed to rub them out and it's just your shin like breaking, like little shatters. So it's like all you can really do is ice it, and we're over here like rubbing.
It was a thing called where they pass a stick when they're running.
That's the baton.
Oh, that's like the relays.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to do that shit. Like in high school, I was like, that shit looks dope.
It's fucking fun. Lose. That shit was fun. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
What was like your fastest mile?
I don't remember.
Well, you say you did it.
I didn't do mile.
I know, but you ever like run the mile and then like
not like that.
No,
I did a mile because I had to. That was cross country. You guys, they get different respect, man. They run.
Yeah,
they just keep running.
He's a runner. He's
hey, bro. So what you're telling me right now is that I have a fellow fast guy right here next to me right now.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Yeah.
I like you even more.
Hey, race him.
No, hell no, bro. My knees are shot.
Who's gonna lose?
Hey, race him.
Three white claws and two grand Milo shots in. Yeah.
And then we spin you guys.
Yeah, right down Sunset.
Yeah.
We put a bat on your head and you spin on the floor real quick.
We could call it Catching Sunset.
Dude, we're really gonna get shin splints.
Fucking him, bro.
Should have brought some shorts. I fucked up.
Damn. Shit.
That's dope, bro. No, that's crazy. You did fucking three sports in high school.
Yeah.
What would you say you were the best at, though, out of all the sports?
I love playing basketball and football. They're super fun.
What's your position?
In basketball, I guess like
doggy.
Chill,
yeah,
bro.
Doggy. Yeah. Always doggy. But no, I was like a point guard in basketball and then football, receiver.
Oh shit! You were fast. Were you the slot or you
slot?
Slot. Ooh,
yeah. But I had a block sometimes, bro. That shit would be scary. You had to hit like
you
a,
got
like
bug,
a tight,
yeah.
like a defensive end or something like that, bro. They was
safety
big,
and shit that wants to blitz.
250 pound fucking 18-year-old.
I'm over here like 140, like
trying to hit this big
ass dude. Yeah. Take your knees out.
I remember that I was in football for like 2 weeks.
Well, that's
strong weeks.
Let's slow it down.
You said like strong weeks.
Hit the break.
You weren't in football yet.
Yeah.
You were trying out.
I was trying out.
Definitely trying out.
I was trying out.
Yeah.
I'll put it to you like this. Just because I put him out of China in the microwave, that shit don't make me a chef, bro. Yeah.
He was the bench.
Yeah, doing one haircut doesn't make you a barber.
Talk to him.
Yeah. So I did four. I did four of them. Yeah, four of them shits. All right, let's take another shot.
No. I was there for a few weeks, and I was I was hoping to do good. I was ass, but I was hoping to turn like be in the team. And my mom fucking took me out. It wasn't even coach. My mom took me out because she found out that like I had to pay for shoes. She took me out. So I had a fake injury because I don't want to seem broke. Because then my mom told me because her shoes. So I was like, oh, I have a muscle spasm. And ever since then, I've been with it.
And they were, they and they were like, thank God.
They made fun of me for that shit for years. Hey, fool, how's that muscle spasm?
There goes muscle spasm.
Honestly, you would have had... It would have sounded better. It would have sounded better if you would have just said like, "My mom can't buy the cleats."
I know
somebody would have probably felt bad for you. You should have stole some, bro.
Hey, my mom said I had muscle spasms. I can't make it.
Yeah, but
you gotta improvise and steal some.
Do
you have strict parents?
I have what?
Did you have strict parents growing up?
Not really.
No,
really not.
Yeah, at all.
He's a valley kid.
Yeah, it was my mom, my stepdad. It was really just my mom that would be talking shit to me all the time. And
shout out your mom.
Damn, you guys are the same person. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was just figuring it out outside.
You guys are like this.
Yeah, off camera, you were telling us about your siblings.
Feel it.
So you said you had 2-3 siblings?
Yeah, I got 2 little brothers and a little sister.
And you're the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
You're him?
Oh, damn. Yeah. So you're the example for the youngest. The
favorite.
That's right.
He's the first, your favorite dog. That's how it goes.
What do your siblings think of all the, obviously your career so far?
I don't know. You know, it's cool when I go home. Like, I like that we don't talk about it too much. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, it's just like with the family. Like, no one's ever like, oh, this and that happened. It's just like when I hang out with my family, it's just a different world, and I like it, bro. I like having, you know, this life and then the private life.
I'm the very same way, but it's because I haven't accomplished shit. So there's nothing to talk about.
He's so mysterious.
If it gets paid, it's dope.
What's he going to DoorDash today?
So the one, you don't have to get into specifics, but how apart are you from the second oldest?
So I'm 34. He's like 27, 28.
Oh, there's a significant
little window right there.
Like 6 years, little.
Yeah, so I was already like outside and doing some other shit, and then yeah, but it was just
you were raised as the only child then, essentially, because you were 6 years old.
Somewhat, yeah, somewhat, but my little brothers and my little sister, I love them, man.
You'd be putting your little brother like on game, like as far as career paths or anything like that.
You know, we'd be having talks, you know, about like just striving to get whatever you want, you know what I mean? Whatever you want to accomplish and stuff like that. But, like, I guess because I'm a barber, you would think that I'd be like, oh, cut hair. But it's like, whoever it is, like, just do what you want to do, you know? Just try to figure out what you like to do and chase that, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Would you say you got any pushback? Because obviously you said right after high school, right, you got into, you were in high school when you were started cutting hair, you said. Mm-hmm. So
he wasn't in high school, he was ditching high school.
Oh, he was ditching high school. Yeah,
I was ditching.
So did you get any pushback from your parents, like, hey, you know, you got to go to school or anything like that?
Nah, just my grandpa, actually. So like I said, I grew up with my stepdad. Yeah. So my grandpa, he was really like, I wouldn't say he was the father figure, but he was just like, you know, I mean, that was my blood. So like I would listen to him, and he'd be like, mm-hmm. He'd be like, cutting hair, like, everyone just shaves their heads nowadays. And I'd be like, fuck. Like, I don't know if I'll make money with this shit. So I ended up doing barbering school. And then I went to the medical field. I was doing medical field. I graduated. I got my license to do x-rays and shit like that.
Is there anything this fool doesn't do, dog?
Everything, bro.
And I quit after one day.
That's right.
Is there anything he doesn't do?
Shout out my wife, because she convinced me to quit.
Really?
So
she was supportive.
So you gotta figure out a muscle spasm to like get out.
I can't do this shit no more.
Yeah.
Nah, but at that time I was like cutting hair. So first I graduated, I did barber school, finished that shit, and then it took a little while to get my license. Like, you can take your license whenever you want, but I got my license like right before I went to medical school. And then like I finished that, got licensed, and then I worked one day, bro, and I didn't want to go back the next day. And I was like, oh, that's fuck. A sign. I was like, baby, what do I do? Like, I don't want to do this shit. I make more money cutting hair than I do doing this shit. Mm-hmm. And then I was working down the street from my house. And when I was working the x-rays, it was like all the way out here, like damn near out here. So it was like 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I do? But at the same time, the shop I was working at, I was like taking a shit. So she was like, just if you want to leave, like, don't work there. I was like, fuck it, I'm not going in. I was outside, bro. I was outside of the fucking the hospital, and I'm like, I'm not going in. Yeah,
how much pressure?
That's queen shit, though, bro.
How much pressure did that, like, alleviate?
Like,
what was that?
How much pressure did that, like, alleviate from, like, your situation?
A lot, bro, because I was going to school, like I said, like...
It sounded like she seemed like the only reason that you're like, fuck, I got to go through with this.
Because, like how you said, does someone like make you feel pressured for like not doing barbering is wrong?
Yeah.
Like I got that from my grandpa because he was like, I don't know if you should do that. Like,
yeah.
Like I said, everyone shaves their head. I'm like, damn, I don't know if I can make money. So that's why I went to medical school in the first place.
Right.
And I got licensed to do that shit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was kind of doing it. Like I didn't want to do it. It just sounded safe, sounded secure. And like I said, I worked one day, quit. And then fucking, honestly, after that, kind of just like started rolling. Like I was at the shop. It was the shop I was working at was going to close down. And, it was either like I go work for somebody else or I open a shop. Mm-hmm. And I was telling my boys Juan and Mike, and I was like, bro, I don't want to work over here. I don't know what the fuck to do. And they're like, let's open a shop. It's like, yeah. It was more in their hands than anything. And like I had a truck at the time, and I just sold my truck. I sold it at Carfax, cashed out. And then my boys were like, we'll try to help you out with money. And we all put it together money, and that's how I opened my first shop.
Damn,
that's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah, shout out to homies Juan and Mike, man. Yeah. It wouldn't have happened without them.
Hey, that's not the first time you mentioned Mike either. Like, it sounds like he's like a pretty big person in your life.
Or his girl.
Too. Did I mention Mike? Again?
Yeah, you mentioned earlier in the podcast too.
But shout out, shout out to.
They're getting me drunk. I don't remember.
That's your boy.
That's your boy Mike. But if you want another shot,
let's get it.
Have you ever been depressed? Nah,
yeah. that was a joke that we did off the podcast.
You gotta catch him off guard.
Nah, bro, that's fucking dope.
When's the just random question? When's the first time you've been sad in your life? Stop,
are we taking a shot? Or are you just doing this?
Let's do it.
Here you go. Go ahead. You can take it, bro.
Shit, might as well. We
nah, here. Everyone's get sad, but you know what I mean?
Gotta get we didn't make the drive to LA for nothing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
we drove here to get drunk here and then take it back to the IE. Not on the road. We're safe.
That's just bomb as fuck.
I got a DD.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Let's go. Everyone get it in.
That guy over there has COVID, bro, by the way.
Yeah, I've been having a cough for like weeks.
Just kidding. Nah.
I don't have COVID, but it's just been a cough.
Whoever has a cap, I know that's good.
It's time for you to go home, bro.
I hate when my friends tell me that.
Yeah.
All right, dude. I think it's a good point.
I'm just kidding. My friends never tell me that.
We got him to know the homie. We're going to hit him now with some questions, fan-based questions.
Shoot him, bro. I'm always here every week. I don't know why you call me a friend.
So let's start with this first question, all right?
What's up, bro? Timmy.
And it starts with, does Johnny have sleep apnea?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
All right, second one. Let me see.
Where was I like it? How you took time to actually ask that question.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they asked it.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Sure. Hey, keep sending questions in. Important questions like that. The world needs to know these answers.
What's the most down bad, desperate story you guys have?
You want to take it, James?
Go ahead, James.
It's about me.
What's the most down bad you ever been?
It's about everybody.
Yeah.
Damn, let me think.
It's obviously gonna be. Let me think.
I'm gonna say fucking COVID, man. That shit had me down bad, bro.
As far as like monetarily and
the
shit,
the numbers were stacking. I'm like, what's going on? And the finally that PPP hit, and I was like,
yeah.
Hey, bro, I was trying to take PPP loans out.
You should have, dog. Everyone got away with that shit. Bro, I got homies without businesses that was cashing out. I'm like, I should have took more.
I tried. I was trying to get 10K, bro.
I have a homie that took out 100.
I can make a fake business.
I had a homie that said he said he took out 100,000, right?
All right.
And that he had to he ended up moving to Mexico because they started asking for that shit back. And he didn't know they were going to ask for that shit back. So he's still in Mexico. They supposedly, now that they're going to forgive it, that fool plans on coming back.
He's going to come back with that coach.
Yeah.
With that coach in the locker room when he's like,
Ohio State.
It was like a pretty easy application after that. You just got to fill it out. And they were just like, all right, it's forgiven.
Yeah. It was hella easy to get non approved for that shit, too.
Yeah.
Fucking no, bro.
Everyone was getting that shit. Dead people were getting that shit.
They were.
Cats
were
getting that shit. Yeah.
Dude,
I didn't get that, but I remember when the stimmies were hitting, bro. You couldn't tell me shit.
On grandma.
And like, the EDD. Like,
Y'all lucky the clubs ain't open right now, bro. I'll be fucking throwing bands, bro.
I'm just saying, Trump never missed a fucking. None of my fucking stimulus checks.
Everybody was reckless.
He never missed one of my stimulus checks.
Dude,
that's the one good thing I can say about that guy.
If Johnny was talking with bass in his voice, I was like, bro, you better chill out.
I was like, don't talk to me, dog. I'm rich.
It was good
as
time.
Far as it's down- like the money was for emergencies, so I took an emergency trip to Hawaii. It was dope as fuck, bro.
It was an emergency, though.
Yeah. It was.
It was hella
bad. Oh, no, it was closing down.
I feel like for myself, monetarily, I think I've said it before, but like, bro, I've been at the fucking gas station. I'm like, damn, I only got fucking $3 to my name. I'm only going to pump these $3, bro. And God knows how the fuck I'm going to get home, you know?
You just going to get to the next pump.
Yeah, literally.
God,
bro, we're from Arco to Chevron.
God did.
Dude, I remember, like, you having to do that Was it on SpongeBob? Or what was it where you like you got a tear rolling down your face and you got to like.
That's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Is that what it's at?
Yes, sir. You get back in there and just.
That was. I feel like that was me in that moment. But yeah, man, haven't been there in a while and low key. Mm-hmm. Thank God, bro, because that shit sucks.
I've been down horrendously in the toilet when like there's no toilet paper and shit. Oh, and you have to look and you have to do the look into the toilet trash can. And you're like, is there one in there, please?
Un calcetín?
Hopefully one that's been used, which is mocos. And you're just like,
what the fuck? You got somebody else's mocos in your ass?
All right, you guys are. Oh, no one's ever done it. All right.
That's crazy. I haven't heard that one.
Oh, all right.
Bro, I'd rather just jump into the stranger's bathroom, like the shower, bro.
Hey, bro, you're running my shower? Yeah, bro. Looking, hey, you didn't have toilet for me. You didn't have toilet for me. What was I going to do?
Yeah. Not fucking landlord's an asshole.
I wipe my shit with a bag.
I fucking had one where it was bad, and I was walking home. I told a story to you guys before. I was walking home, and I had to use restroom bad. And I used the one at the park, and I look over, no paper. I'm at the park. I'm not even home. And I didn't have a car. I was walking home.
Damn.
So you had to walk home with poopy butt?
No, I fucking put my ass in the sink and washed my ass. That's what I did.
You're a homeless motherfucker, bro. Believe it. You're homeless.
You put your ass on the sink like a bad bitch, huh?
You waited for us to have a dope guest to say that?
You got shit water on the floor.
I was in high school. I
was a senior. What do you want me to
do? Oh, my bad. You want me to just put on my pants and just walk away?
Johnny, you could have been like a registered sex offender doing that shit. What are you doing?
Fucking nobody.
You guys are walking in the bathroom. Bro,
you're naked at the park. What are you talking about?
Into the restroom.
Back to the swings. Go back to the swings.
That's crazy, Johnny.
Shout out Johnny, bro.
I was going out to eat with my friends, and I was like, I have to go. But once I got out, I need to go home. No, bro, just go after we eat. No, I need to go home.
What'd you guys eat?
I showered.
Huh? What'd you guys eat?
We had Denny's after. I showered.
That'll do it. The Grand Slam?
Yeah.
Or like the Grand Choro.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Damn. Dreams, what's your most down bad moment, bro?
My most down bad moment monetarily, I think, I'll say that one, was one time I stayed the night pretty much at Denny's, so that way I had to wait for my direct deposit to hit. So I could fucking.
You told us about that. That's smart as fuck, by the way.
Yeah, I had to wait, bro, and I was like, I kept ordering water.
I was about to say,
like,
get water.
Yeah, and then finally the waitress was like, "Are you okay?" Like, cause I was by myself, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm fine. I'm just chilling. Yeah, I'm just by myself.
Why are you there by yourself?
Because I was fucked up and I couldn't go home.
I'll take everything.
And I was at Denny's, bro, and I waited, bro, for like to like 2 a.m. for fucking my check to finally hit, bro. And yeah, that's probably the most down bad I've ever been, bro.
That's not down bad. That sounds like a resourceful ass, bro.
That sounds like you're just a smart guy.
I'm just loophole. Are you? Not really, because I spent all that money I had on Beastle.
You're giving him a run for the business guy.
Yeah, well, you know me, man. Businessman of the year.
Beto, shoot it.
Right now? My most down bad is literally right now, bro. Right now, in this point in my life.
You look amazing, though, bro.
You look great, bro.
For somebody who's going down horrendously, or what did you say? Bad?
Down bad.
You look great.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Why would you say you're the most down bad right now?
My dogs keep running away. I have to keep paying fees for my dogs. I got into a car crash. I stole money for trucking school. This is the most in debt I've ever been in my life.
But you know what? 2024 is your year, bro.
I love that for you.
Hopefully.
2025, I think you got it, bro.
Yeah, I think 2024 is already pretty fucked up. I'm waiting for next year already.
You didn't hear the homie Jamie say he got hit with a $10,000 bill, bro. You'll be good.
You'll bounce back, dog. It hurts, but you'll be back.
Yeah,
you'll
but the, back. The difference is that he had a business. I don't have a business.
That is a good point.
Hey,
fuck.
That sounds valid.
Hey, bro, start cutting hair, bro. I know. Yeah. The homie Dreams will teach you.
I got you, fool.
I need a taper.
Can only do high fades. Super, and baldies.
Super high fades.
Yeah, and baldies.
Dude, you ever had a client come in and just be like, ask you for some crazy ass haircut, and you're like, I don't fucking know how to do that shit, bro.
I've had super picky clients before. I've had this. My most picky client was like damn near a bald dude. And you get like a
you have no right,
bro. I swear,
you
bro,
have it was no right.
Like, but yeah, it was like a bald dude that was damn near my most picky client. He would be so picky about his beard, and I was like, you know what? When COVID hit, and he's like, you know what, man? Can I come get a haircut again? And I'm like, you know what? They're telling me I can't do beards anymore. So, yeah, I cut him off, and yeah.
But like, for what though? Where are you going, bro? Like, he is COVID. Where is he going?
I don't know. I hope he doesn't hear this, but. to get back. Yeah, bro.
Shout out to him, bro.
I would see him every Friday. I would hate that shit.
Every Friday?
Every Friday.
That's fucking way too frequent.
You know what's funny, though? Like, at least from my end, like, when I see, when I'm with my barber, and then I see who the other barbers dread coming, mm-hmm. and because every other barber would tell him, like, hey, you got so-and-so coming? And they're like, yeah. Or when yeah. it's a, or when it's a kid, like, nah, he's yelling. Oh, yeah, oh, like, yeah, no, leave me alone. He's like, hey, she's fucking. He's like, yeah, the girl's bringing her son again. But if she wasn't so bad, I wouldn't care.
Nah, dude, there's a barber. There's a dude who usually comes into like, you know, like people have schedules, you know. Like, I feel like most people get their cuts on the same time. Pretty like, I don't know, I feel like dudes are pretty like schedule based.
Every 2 weeks or three,
we don't change routines, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
every month and a half.
And I usually come in the same time that this other dude comes in, right? This dude who always comes in on like an army like suit and shit. Bro, and he's so like talkative, like he just be talking his the ear off of the barber next to us. And he always says like, I have my barber, right? And then that guy has his barber, which is right. Yeah. And we're always there at the same time, bro. He's always talking this guy's ear off. I'm always like, damn, bro, like this one really has to deal with
everybody
shit.
Knows like, that guy, huh?
Yeah.
That's how that same dude was. Like, even my clients were like, oh fuck, that guy's here.
Literally, bro.
Like, you guys should not know. Like, even my barbers, the barbers for sure would be like, fuck, the dude's here. But even clients were like, yo, what's up with this guy? What the fuck's this guy's problem?
And yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like this every time.
And this guy would come in, bro, just talking about like just conspiracies and shit all the time. And I'm just like, bro, like,
Johnny, you were walking into this. That's fun. That's
fun. Conspiracies are fun, but a picky client, that's different.
Yeah. I'm not picky.
See, I'm down to talk, but don't tell me how to do your fucking face.
Yeah. Have you tried telling him something? Hey, can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, bro.
As a barber, bro, you have so much power. Like, I don't like to talk to my barber because like, I like to do the small talk and shit, but there was this one time, bro, where I had this barber, like, I went to him a couple times, and we've talked, and we've chatted and stuff, and then he kind of started trying to open up a little bit to me, you know, and he was just like, yeah, and he's like, and that's why, bro, they're trying to silence Trump, and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? And I'm like, but I can't say shit, because I'm in the chair, I'm like, he might fuck me up.
You don't know what he's going to do to your hair.
Exactly, so I'm just like, yeah, bro, I don't think they deserve rights like that. Like, it's, but that shit started turning nuts. Right, I was like, bro, right. And I stopped going to him, because I'm like, bro, I don't want to deal with that every time I fucking cut my hair.
I'll deal with it. Sometimes my barbie gave me the worst soccer takes of all time, and I'm like, fags, bro, that fool sucks.
Yeah. Messi's not even him, bro.
I disagree with everything this fool says, but I'll be like, facts, bro. Yeah. Like, don't fuck up my faith, though, dog.
Yeah,
you just gotta agree sometimes.
Yeah, so I don't know. It goes both sides, I guess. Both sides, I guess, have their weirdos. Yeah. You know, the bar.
You never had that pressure on you, though? Like, when someone's like, I got my wedding coming up.
Yeah, definitely. I could do a bunch of, like, wedding cuts. When I get a wedding cut, I'll like, reserve more time so I can take my time on it.
Mm. Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, make sure dude's looking right.
You're gonna have a fucked up way.
I told my barber, I think he got me out the fastest he's ever gotten me out before.
Now, because there's pictures, you know what I mean? They post the pictures, it's like either that's just looking good or it's looking bad.
Yeah,
bro, if my barber fucks up my haircut right on my wedding day, I'd be like, we were scheduling the whole shit, bro.
We were scheduling like not ever being together.
Yeah, we
the wedding's not meant to be, bro. Like, it is what it is.
Call it off.
He's always on point, and today he fucked up. I don't know. The stars align.
And then there'd be some barbershops, bro, they'd be doing too much. Like, they'd be having like the fucking the pictures of like the haircuts, and then next to it, like, they have the Chinese buffet menu and shit. They're like, all right, let me get a fade and also like this kimchi that you have right here on the side.
I haven't seen those in the longest. Those are old school right there.
Yeah, well, I'm probably because I live in San Bernardino.
Let me get a number 4.
Like, I strongly believe if you have those, you have to do the haircuts. I went to a barbershop once and the dude had a sick ass haircut and it was like number 5. I was like, can I do number 5? Oh, I can't do that. You have it up, bro. And this dude told me that you couldn't do it. It was too complicated because of my hair. Fuck, you didn't know how to shut up.
But if you wanted a fro, no, like, bro, like, who's to say that you weren't like in the wrong?
No, it was like hair, but I guess my hair wasn't long enough. And what if, get fuck out of here.
You want to look like a Wookiee?
He said, let me get the dress. You know, your hair doesn't.
And I had a one.
Your hair doesn't do that, sir.
What do you mean?
Bro, jump on Yelp as soon as he left.
Yeah.
I was like, the place is horrible. I wanted dreads.
Yeah.
They're nothing like the homie James.
What a dread.
Johnny with dreads would be hilarious.
Be sick. Loki.
You ever had somebody walk in like that? Like trying to get some shit like that? That's you, like, this isn't even possible.
Nah, I know what you're saying, bro. You have people that come in with like thin ass hair, like light hair, and they ask for this dark hair, like,
yeah,
crazy. I didn't know that.
And it's like, bro, I cannot do that.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen ever.
Yeah,
bro. All right, y'all. That's a great point to fucking end the podcast. It's honestly been a fucking pleasure to have the homie James on. Honestly, bro, it's dope what you guys are doing as a group, and honestly, it's dope what you're doing individually as well. You know,
yeah.
We've gotten to know you this podcast, like, as an individual. You know, we sometimes we don't get the, you know, when you're part of such a huge group, it's hard to like really get to know each person individually. You know,
yeah,
and luckily we had the pleasure to do it with you today, mm-hmm. and you're inspiring, bro, and
I want you to be the padrino to my kid.
some light.
Yeah. I'll be a broke one.
You're an inspiring man, bro. And
honestly, you got 10 vans, you know?
It's just dope to see, like, you're obviously a Latino man, and you've prospered, and you've had a, you know, you're having a great career so far, and who's to know what the future holds, right?
You got it, baby.
And yeah, man, I'm just excited to see what you do, and it's been a pleasure to just meet you, bro. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys having me on the pod and coming out here, man. It's my first pod I'm doing, and yeah, bro, I was excited.
Off the cherry,
let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if y'all was excited, but I was excited about this. Better than I expected, but I wanted. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you guys, and thank you to everyone that tunes in and watches this, man.
Yeah, bro,
appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Can you go ahead and say ponte las pilas into the camera?
Ponte las pilas.
Yes, sir.
We've done that in a minute.
Shout out ponte las pilas.
Let's go.
That's a new intro. Hey, get to it, Beto. Yeah.
Go ahead and plug yourself or anything, anything where they can find you.
Or whatever you want.
Yeah, anything you
want
to plug. Bro,
if you want to follow me on Instagram, TikTok is JMoClean. Follow our YouTube at These Fools. On all of our, I think it's all of our platforms, is These Fools with actually just follow all of our accounts, These Fools, and keep up with the vlogs, man.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Chill.
Yeah, with that being said, let me give a shout out to my family, my friends, all the loved ones, all the people that are out there. Shout out Doughboy out there in the hallway.
You actually met Doughboy.
Yeah, shout out the Ravens. I really needed you guys to pull a dub this week. And then with that being said, that's it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I just want to give a shout out to everybody that be supporting us and following, and a huge shout out to the homeboy for pulling up. Thank you so much. And thank you to the guy that allowed us to use the studio, and all the homies right here.
Mark.
Shout out Mark. That's it. Shout out my lady. Shout out everybody who supports, man. Shout out to anybody who came over from James side to come support.
Yeah, shout out.
Hopefully you guys stick around. You know, we do a lot of this shit. We like to talk to people in the same space that, you know, we admire, that are doing great things, and it's just cool to be a part of something that, you know, the Latino community or the Mexican community as well, like, it's getting bigger and bigger, and we're starting to notice, like, for example, Toxicos, you know, they're doing their thing too, you know. It's just cool to see, like, for the homie Felipito, we had him on a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
And it's just cool to see, man, like, we're starting to dominate this space, and you guys are obviously doing it at the highest level, and we hope to join you guys one day, you know. Shout out to everybody.
We're hanging out to the coattails, baby.
Beto, you got anybody?
Yeah, shout out my girl, shout out all the fucking truckers. Shout out
supervisor.
Shout out JMo Clean. Shout out These Fools, and shout out everybody that supports. Shout out, you know what? Shout out the people that fucking be backing us up on the comments and some of the clips. Like, people be fucking hating.
They be writing for us too.
Yeah, we got some supporters.
Shout
that
out the supporters. Shout out God, man.
Especially the fat ones. We love you. We love you the most.
That's it, Lalo.
That's it. All right. Well, shout out to James again, bro. Thank you for pulling up. I know. Obviously, you already shouted us out for pulling up halfway, at least for you.
I appreciate it.
And, you know, shout out to you for actually pulling up, because, like, we were talking about this on the way here. Like, I don't get excited until the guest is sitting here and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm sure you know in this space, like, motherfuckers flake all the time. Like, I can't make it, bro.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell me that, like, 2 hours ago, so I can try to figure something out, you know?
I'd like to be that guy.
You pulled up, you know, you're like, hey, I just kind of got lost a little bit, but...
Which people, Lalo? Go ahead, drop it.
You want me to bleep
it up? Go ahead. No. I'm not going to do that.
But...
Like, fuck those fools.
Yeah. But, like, you pulled up, and that's... That means a lot, bro, because it's like, you know, like, you kept your man your word, and I was like, you'll always respect that from, like, a fellow peer, you know? It's like, all right, he said he'd be there, he showed up, and he's there, and he was there for a good time. He wasn't also, like... Oh, I can't talk about that, because there's some people that they do that shit. But it is what it is, you know.
Keep it going for another hour.
You're like, run it, whatever. Like, you know, if you feel like you said something over, let us know. We'll take it out.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you pulling up. We appreciate what you guys are doing for the community. Shout out to you. what you're doing yourself as like fuck a barber, crispy clean cuts, you said?
Yeah.
And these foods as well.
Shout out these foods.
Jeez, you know, shout out to you guys.
Shout out this food too.
Yeah, this food right here. I'm talking about these foods, but this food right here is.
These foods is universal, bro. Yeah. You got a group of homies, you're these foods, all right? Jeez, so you gang.
But shout out to him. You know, it's very. I told you guys, I had mentioned to whoever listens to this end of the podcast last week that we would have come to LA and have a good time with a new guest for you guys. And this is a guest, you know, like,
yeah,
it's fucking huge. And like, this is the only beginning for us because we're going to be here probably every other weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's like, this is the first one of many. And it started off to a fucking great start. So thank you for being here.
Appreciate you guys. Appreciate man. You. Thank you guys.
And shout out to the fucking team. Shout out to my fucking personal family. Yes, that always support me. And shout out to my fucking girl. And with that, we out.
Peace. Later.
Yeah.